Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 16th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James Jay, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jasmine Carbajal. She is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood County, joining us from UW Extension. Right now, in studio with us, our friends from Visit Rome, we have Lisa Kubas with us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How you been?
Good. Very
good. To see you. And we have Jillian, I keep doing this with
it's
your
okay.
last name.
No, that's fine. Alekna.
Alekna. It is Alekna.
Yeah.
Seth, I had it. See, I thought it was Alekna, and I didn't trust myself with it. Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, you guys. And you, as you both know by now, I love the Rome area. I love spending time talking about it, and it's one of my favorite shows we do every month. Thanks a lot for joining us. We do want to send a big shout-out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring the segment. Big thank you to them. Let's go ahead and just jump right into things. I see that Saturday, February 18th, we've got something coming up that we're all very familiar with and enjoy and look forward to every year.
Yeah, so despite having wacky weather, we are still having the Camelot Fishery. It's our 14th annual one. Entry is $15, and the biggest northern walleye and or bass gets $50 each. For kids under 12, it's free to participate, and they could also win a prize for their biggest fish. There's also a 50-50 raffle going on and raffle prize drawings, and our friends at the Alex C. Dove Foundation are trying to make it a goal to serve 1,000 Bloody Marys at the event, so come on out and help them reach their goal.
Yeah. Sounds like your kind of things.
Yeah, it does.
So
it does.
Why don't you come out?
Just a shout out to those guys. They're great people. The Alex Dove Foundation.
Are.
Really wonderful people doing a great work over there. And I love that idea. That is funny. That is a really that's fun.
Oh, and the event is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Excellent. Okay.
So probably should have said that. Don't want to send people over at a weird time.
This is also something, not only is all those things fun, but while you're waiting for a bite, you can enjoy a bite. There's going to be some food down there, too?
Yes, there
Excellent.
Is.
Excellent. We love fisheries around here, and these are always a lot of fun, let alone to be the 14th annual one. And I'm a little biased. I love Lake Camelot. It's one of my favorite lakes in the world, but it is also really good for fishing. Mm-hmm. I know this for a fact. It is very good for fishing. So that's going to be a fun and competitive kind of a tournament. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Also on the same day, got some good things going on over at the Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, I thought I'd mentioned Sandhill is not necessarily in Rome, but it's just 18 miles west.
Yeah,
they have
some
great offerings that wanted to give a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. They have their hike through their winter wonderland. If there's enough snow, I'm not sure. You can use your snowshoes, but otherwise just a candlelit hike. If you are interested in this, you can contact Quinn to register, and the number is 715-884-6335.
Is this a limited thing? Do people need to register as soon as they can?
They do. They're limiting it to 45 participants. So I think there were a few spots left. So if you're interested, give Quinn a call. Again, that's 715-884-6335. Also, if you're a nature lover, this is definitely a nice page to follow. The Friends of Sand Hill, they do so many offerings throughout the year. We'll talk about a couple other ones.
That's a great mention.
Later.
It really is a great website. That's a great mention. Yeah. It's beautiful, the stuff that they put up there and everything.
Yep.
Coming up on Tuesday, February 21st, a great idea, I think. As a grown-up, I'm a little biased. Movies for grown-ups, that's coming up.
Yeah, so our Lester Public Library of Rome loves to hold events for all ages, and this is part of their Movies for Grown-Ups series. From 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, the 21st, they will be watching Black Adam.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's the movie featuring Dwayne Johnson and... I'm not sure who else.
but Pierce Bronson was in it. There's a couple of good actors. It was good. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I like the being honest with this. McMillan does something similar too, and I like this one. What you guys do that's so cool to me is you're really trying to bring people in.
Yeah.
When we were kids, you know, this was one of those things that you would see sometimes, and it was usually a movie that you could see on TV or something like that. Like this is a very recent movie. It just got released to download and all that and everything. To have something like that featured, that's going to bring more people to the library, and we're always in favor of that, bringing more and more people to the library and getting them more familiar with the Leicester Public Library. Great people over there, great library.
Yeah, and something that new being free to the public as well is awesome.
Yeah, yes, very. It's one of our favorite words in the world, free. It's a great way to do it.
And a great way to socialize, to come out and watch a movie, socialize with your neighbors, and get out of the house.
It's nice to, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't have enough reasons to get out. Every reason we can get is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
That is, and again, that's 2 to 4 on Tuesday, February 21st, coming up next week. Friday, February 24th till Sunday, February 26th, another great event going on at Sand Valley.
Yeah, we talked about this one last month as well. This is their second Wim Hof weekend this winter. The weekend is full of wellness-themed activities and culinary experiences to refocus and restore your body and mind. So if you are interested in this weekend event, you can give Sand Valley a call to register. That number is 855-434-3453, or you can go to their sandvalleypursuits.com website to learn more about this event and all their events that are happening this winter.
More and more mental health is becoming a common phrase, a common thing that we talk about, and it's because it's mental health, it involves almost every field, almost every facet of things. And I think we're going to see more and more of these kind of things as we go forward. It's fun to have these kind of things offered locally, and that it's so close for people. On Saturday, February 25th, this is a really good one. We've been talking about this actually a little bit. The Wild Game event at Sandhill Wildlife Area. That is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, again, just wanted to get Sandhill Wildlife Area on people's radar. This event, again, is the 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. A pretty unique, I would say, culinary experience. Participants will learn techniques for keeping pheasant moist and tender, and will be able to sample the pheasant cooked in two different ways, discover side dishes and flavors that complement the wild game, along with discussion on beverage pairings. So again, if you'd like to register for this event, Quinn is the person to give a call to at 715-884-6335.
There's going to be some fun conversations going on. It looks like there's going to be a couple of people from Pheasants Forever, and Peggy Farrell will be becoming an outdoors woman for a fun and informative class. That seems really interesting. And again, these kind of things being accessible to us where we don't have to travel 2 hours to get to them and everything, those of us in central Wisconsin. It's such a great thing to be able to offer. The event itself is also really original. It's such a cool idea. There's not many places you can go to get these kind of foods or that. It's just a real fun evening. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Again, people should need register for this one?
They do. They need to pre-register by calling Quinn.
Okay. And then Saturday, February 25th, the 91st, and man, we just had these guys in last week.
I heard that.
And we were talking about this, and it still throws me, the 91st annual. God, is that beautiful.
Yeah.
91st annual Tri-Norris Winter Tournament coming up.
Right.
That's a good one.
The Winter Park at Tri-Norris is just a great place in Rome. They hold several events throughout the year, but February the 25th, it is their winter tournament. Come and watch the brave skiers jump off, I guess, the jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be concessions available, so lots of fun and fun to watch the skiers.
When we were talking to the guys about this, you know, we were discussing how skiers from all over the Midwest, the best skiers in the Midwest, come to this event. And it's great to root for locals, and anytime we can root for fellow Midwesterners, that's cool. But there's also the kind of cool part of this of you might be watching a future Olympian. Like, it's not unheard. It's very likely that you could be, because it's not just here in the Midwest. We happen to have some of the best, if not the best, skiers here in the Midwest. And so when you're seeing these guys doing this and stuff, you're watching people that you might be watching on TV someday, you know, going for gold or something like that. And that's not far-fetched. It's very realistic that it could happen. Yeah. Pretty darn cool to be able to love. And it's one of these things, too, that I like to think that there's, talking to other listeners out there, there's events that we love checking out, we love going to and everything, and then there's events we want to make sure we keep around. We want to keep attending, we want to keep, you know, helping the great people over at Tri-Norris continue this for another 91 years. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is by attending these events, by bringing awareness to them, talking about them. And, oh, by the way, it's really, really fun. It's awesome. You're not going to see much, like... Most of you guys, especially if you haven't done anything like seen like this before, we've seen it on TV. Seeing it in person is so different. It's like what I tell people about hockey. Hockey's great watching it on TV. It's very cool and all, but you really want to know what hockey is, watch a hockey game in person. I don't care if it's high school, pros, whatever. You'll really understand what hockey is when you watch it real. Mm-hmm. If you see these guys doing these jumps, for us on TV, they get up there, they jump. That's it. When you're watching them in real time, in real you see the prep that it takes, the breathing techniques that they use, all these different things that really adds to the moment when they make that jump, and you're holding your breath every time they do it. They're really impressive athletes. It's a fun event to be able to check out, and another way to help them keep this event going, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That goes Saturday, February 25th, the 91st Annual Tri-Norris Winter Tournament from noon to 4. A couple days later, on Tuesday, February 28th, another movie for Movies for Grownups night.
Yep. So, once again, 2 to 4 at the Leicester Public Library in Rome. This time the movie is Ticket to Paradise. So, another recent release. Movies are, as always, free to the public. Mm-hmm.
It's nice that they offer that. And again, you know, something that Lisa mentioned too, a great way to socialize, great way to run into people. Also, I noticed this from people too when it comes to libraries in general. I've been meaning to get to the library, just haven't had a chance to. Or I've been meaning to get, you're there, you're going to watch the movie, pick up a book, you know? Check things out at the library, especially if you haven't been there in a little while. It's a wonderful library. They do a great job with that Leicester Public Library over there.
Yes.
I wanted to take a little time to talk about this. I pulled up your website to do a little homework and everything for the interview, and the first thing that pops up on there is enter to win 2 tickets to Friends of James Beard Chef Invitational. Let's talk about this a little bit, Lisa.
Yeah, that event is being held at Sand Valley, March 3rd through the 5th. It's a chef invitational. The package would include 2 nights of lodging, just a ton of great food that's being prepared by the chefs in a friendly competition. We are giving away 2 tickets with the lodging on our website. So visit RomeWI.com if you'd like to take a chance to win the free tickets. Otherwise, they do have a few spots left if you'd like to guarantee your spot at this event. You can register at SandValleyPursuits.com or give them a call, 855-434-3453.
To my fellow sports fans out there that are not familiar with the James Beard Chef Invitational is, this is like a huge playoff game. This is like it's got the intensity and the a bit of that feel of it, where these, you take some of the greatest chefs in the state and they kind of face off a little bit here, and we get the pleasure of just eating. You know, we get to enjoy the food and everything. We also, if, for those that may not have seen the articles in the, like the Milwaukee Tribune or the Milwaukee Journal, and that we have a lot of locals that are going to be a part of this, and not just this competition, but the national competition. We've got about five to nine different chefs from Wisconsin that are going to be a part of this invitational. It was just pretty cool. I think if you understand Wisconsin, you know we do food right around here.
Yeah,
right.
But this is it's still noteworthy, and as we are homers around here, we love rooting for our own and all those things. It's pretty cool to see and have them at this event. And again, it's right down. I mean, it's just not even that far away. To be able to take it in like that is really really cool to be able to offer to people. Yeah. So if people want to win these tickets, do they have a time that they have a end date to register by and all that?
They have to register by this Sunday, midnight. We're doing the drawing Monday.
Okay.
When you do the
drawing, will you be contacting the winner?
Or we will. And we'll be announcing it on our Facebook page and sending out an email.
I should mention, too, that the fundraising for the James Beard Foundation and Feeding America in Eastern Wisconsin is a big part of this and everything, and a great work that they do there, helping out so many, and not just here in our neck of the woods, but throughout the whole world, really, doing great work with that and helping people with hunger issues. That's a fun event.
Yeah,
thank you so much for mentioning that. That is really cool.
Well, you should definitely register.
Yeah, I got to register for that. I want this food. How often are you going to have like these kind of chefs making you food? You know, I mean, yeah. I could make myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or I could eat this. That sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Moving on to Friday, March 10th. Great to see back the Winter's Farmers Market at the Rome Town Hall.
Yeah. So from noon to 3:30 p.m., we have our monthly farmers market for the winter season. We have, I believe, this March one, and then in April, and then we switch back to the summer months. So
nice.
Summer is coming. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Yes. But it's a nice reminder.
Oh yes, definitely. So come on down to the market. There's a variety of things to look at and or purchase. Highly suggest the fry pies. So if you get there early, you get your first choice pick.
I don't think I've had that before. That sounds really good.
They are. Ooh. Yes, people flock to the market sometimes just for the fry pies.
If there's vendors out there listening that would like to be a part of the farmers market as their room, can they reach out to you guys or somebody to maybe be a part of this?
Yeah, so you could either reach out to us and we'll forward on your request, or reach out to RomeFarmersMarket@gmail.com or their Facebook page, which I believe is also Rome Farmers Market.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate that. And especially because this is, we get some great produce, get some great food out of this, have a good time. It's also a great way to help out our ag industry, our farmers out there. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping up on events, I want to get into on March 11th, the wildlife research event at Sand Hill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, again at Sand Hill, hosting a unique event. Graduate students and technicians currently doing research at Sand Hill Wildlife Area are conducting the class. They'll have a brief discussion on what goes into conducting wildlife research and the techniques used to track animals in the field. You're able to test your skills after the class. The class is limited to 25 participants, so if you're interested, again, give them a call right away. That would be Quinn at 715-884-6335.
Another great event. That is going to be a fun one. And all these things that we've talked about, a lot of fun things, a lot of great stuff going on in the Rome area and around the surrounding area when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. You guys do such a great job of putting this all together, and not only just for us in this interview, but on your website. Again, I encourage people to bookmark visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. There is an events section where you can find all of these things that we've been talking about. It's right there. I'm able to do my homework before you guys even get in here. And it's not only a great resource for that, but to people visiting the area. And I think, too, from what I've heard from listeners, even for some people in the Rome area, that, I didn't know this was happening right down the block or whatever and everything. Mm-hmm. So even for that, it's been really nice. There was a couple of other things I wanted to mention before we let you guys go. There is an initiatives bookmark as well on the webpage. And I like to remind people we don't get to touch on that very often. It's a grant program, workforce development. those are things to look into, especially in the area. And there is a great store. I am fortunate enough to have been spoiled by you guys. I have a jersey and a fleece that I like, that I wear, and it's very comfortable. And anytime I'm wearing it, it's one of the few shirts I'm wearing where somebody was like, oh, Rome. And I've talked to so many people that I had no idea were from Rome, that they see the shirt on me and I'm like, oh, and we talk and we, you know, nostalgia and all that and everything. they're great clothes. They're very comfortable. Just as important as all that is, it's a way to help these guys keep doing the work that they're doing over there. When you buy these kind of things, you're investing. You're not just getting a new cool shirt. You're investing in the Rome area, which is investing in us, all of us, Wisconsin. We're all connected. And it's really, really a benefit to the work that you guys are doing over there. We got a couple minutes here left. Before we let you go, want to rewind and kind of go over some of the events we were talking about to begin?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and start right off with the fishery and remind people about that, especially it is coming up this weekend and it is going to be popping. It's going to be fun.
Yes. So Saturday, February 18th, that is when the Camelot fishery is, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Open to basically the whole family.
Yeah.
Entry is $15 for adults, and the biggest northern walleye and bass get $50 each. And then the kids under 12, it's free to participate, and they could also win a prize or money for their biggest fish.
Yeah, that's a really cool feature. I think that's a really great thing to do. I remember being a kid and doing this and being able to fish and all that. And
yeah.
I don't remember if we could win or anything like that or not, but I do remember what it felt like being around all those guys, those adults, and then there's little me, you know, fishing with all them. And it's fun for kids. They're going to love that kind of thing. There's going to be raffles as well?
Yes. There will be both a 50-50 cash raffle raffle prize drawing for a chance to win.
Yeah, there's, I got to imagine most people out there, you know what a fishery is. You know how much fun these things are. Be sure to get on over there, check out beautiful Lake Camelot, and enjoy this event, 7 a.m. to 3 o'clock this Saturday. The Sandhill Wildlife Area Winter Hike. Want to remind people about that, too. We will have a little bit more. But, you know, either way, you can enjoy this event. This is one of those ones. It doesn't matter if there's snow, not snow. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's from 5 to 7 p.m. at Sandhill Wildlife Area. And, again, if there's snow, bring your snowshoes. If not, it's just a candlelight hike, which will be awesome, too.
Coming up on Tuesday, the 21st, Movies for Grownups, Black Adam, being featured at the Lester Public Library from 2 to 4. It's free, open to the public. Encourage you to check that out. And just to wrap up, let's talk about Sunday, Friday, February 24th to the 26th, that weekend.
Yeah, Wim Hof Weekend at Sand Valley. Again, this is their second weekend. These are weekends that are so successful, they schedule a second. Just a great way to refocus and restore your body and mind with some unique techniques.
And one more time, I want to remind people to go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com, not only to find out more information about all the things that we've been talking about, but to get in the running for these tickets for the James Beard Chef Invitational. Let's tell them about that again just one more time.
Yeah, that would include two nights lodging at Sand Valley and then lots of great food and fun. So if you'd like to register for two free tickets to that event, go to visitromewi.com under our giveaway tab.
And when do they have until to register?
Till midnight on Sunday.
Excellent. Lisa, Jillian, thank you so much for the time. Really fun hanging out with you guys again, and looking forward to you guys joining us again real soon.
Thank you,
James.
Thanks for the time. Again, visitromewi.com is the website. Be sure to bookmark that and be sure to follow them on social media. Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR.